This practice is a rehearsal, the kind athletes do before the event. We're going to walk calmly and vividly through the beginning of your birthing day. Not the whole day, just its first hours, because the beginning is where calm is won or spent. One thing before we start, and it matters. We will rehearse you your noticing, your breath, your steadiness. We will not script the day itself. Your birth may begin at home or elsewhere, by surprise or by appointment, slowly or all at once. Every one of those beginnings is a door into the same day. The day you meet your baby. What we practice today walks through all of them. Settle comfortably and let your eyes close. Three slow breaths in and long out. In and out heavier. In and all the way out. Now imagine an ordinary moment, sometime in the weeks ahead. You're doing something unremarkable. Maybe it's early morning or the middle of a quiet afternoon. And you notice something, a sensation, a tightening, a sureness, different enough that a small clear voice in you says, "I think it's beginning." Watch what you do next, because this is the rehearsal. You do not reach for the clock. You do not start the engine of urgency. You take one long breath in and one long breath out. And you let a slow warmth move through you that is not adrenaline. It is recognition. There you are. We've been expecting you. Feel your shoulders stay low. Feel your jaw stay soft. Your body has practiced this exact softness so many times that it arrives now on its own. And notice, the sensation that announced itself has already passed, and you are simply standing in an ordinary moment again, knowing something wonderful. Rehearse the next hour now, in fast, gentle brush strokes. You continue with simple things. Perhaps you eat something. Perhaps you rest, actually rest, lying down, banking energy like treasure, because early labor's only job for you is patience. When sensations come, you give each one a wave breath, in as it rises. Long exhale as it passes. And then you return completely to resting, because between surges, the time is entirely yours. Thank you. notice the quality of yourself in this rehearsal. Unhurried, quietly excited, the way you are at the start of a long-awaited journey, making sensible, easy choices, a message sent, a bag checked, your own breath always within reach. When the time comes to involve others, your partner, your midwife, you hear your own voice, and it is steady. And now, the most important brushstroke of all. Somewhere in this day, early or late, expected or not, the day may turn in a direction you didn't draw. A call to come in sooner. A plan revised. A different room than you pictured. Rehearse this too. You take the same long breath. And you bring everything with you. Your breath comes. Your softness comes. Your practiced calm walks into any room in any building, because it lives in you, not in a birth plan. You are not off the path. You are on it. Every version of this day ends the same way. You meeting your child. Let the rehearsal settle now. Don't hold the details, hold the feeling. The recognition instead of alarm. The rest banked. The steadiness of your own voice. The calm that travels. Practice this once or twice a week from now on. Each rehearsal wears the path smoother, so that on the real morning, whichever morning it is, however it begins, your first response is already chosen, and it is a long, soft breath. Come back gently. Wiggle your fingers. A fuller breath. And out. Open your eyes. The day will come when it comes. And you've already met it well, once to